Welcome back to another episode of Girls with Fun.
Hey, how are you?
You know, I'm all right, I guess. It's the morning, so I don't know how I feel.
The day is young, yet to be determined.
Exactly.
We just had the most random of all American holidays, aka Groundhog's Day.
Oh my God.
I would really like to know, like, how, like, what is the history behind this day? But I guess he saw his shadow. It's always the opposite of what I think it is. So, like, don't quote me on this. He saw his shadow, so that means spring is coming early. And I'm, like, counting on Phil to be correct this year. Like, please. Rodents and meteorology, like, be correct this year.
I was literally thinking this week, how do you explain Groundhog Day to a non-American?
Like, you just don't. It's, like, I can't.
I want to know. There has to be, like, other, like, kind of wonky holidays that other countries celebrate. And I'm, like, now I'm really curious.
Yeah.
Because Groundhog Day is so random.
Yeah, that would actually be an interesting question, too. You and I were just talking about, like, the pod question on Spotify. And, like, what is the most, like, slide into our DMs with the most, like, random holiday from your culture? Because for America, yeah. I feel like it's Groundhog's Day.
Like, why? Why do we care? And the fact that his predictions are, like, worse than flipping a coin, it's, like, 40% correct.
I saw a tweet literally this morning where someone was, like, it was, like, the Groundhogs have been wrong, or they've been right only 37% of the time. Clearly, I need more coffee. And someone was like, throw the whole family away, right? Because I guess it's like the same family of groundhogs, which is something I also never thought about before I saw this tweet. Like, didn't really consider.
Can we explain for those who are listening and have no idea what we're talking about?
I guess I would say watch the 90s Bill Murray movie.
I didn't know that existed.
Groundhog's Day. Yeah. It might be singular. I might be adding an S. Is it Groundhog's Day? That's very much like Western PA slang of me. Anyway, yeah, there's a rodent in central PA and it comes out of its burrow and people like hold it up. Sounds like I've been smoking. Like literally this is what it is. And if he sees his shadow, it's supposed to mean that spring is coming early. And if he doesn't see his shadow, it means 6 more weeks of winter. So, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of like a folk holiday or something. Like, we don't get off work. It doesn't have any, like, real meaning. Like, probably most people don't believe it. But it's just one of those things that you could, like, talk to your coworkers about. I have no idea, right? Like, what purpose does it serve? Like, none, really.
Yeah. Yeah, like you said, it's not a holiday you get off, but there's still obviously some significance to it because we talk about it nationally. It's not like one of those national best friend day kind of things that's
right.
Like not like really celebrated, but like we actually pay attention to Groundhog's Day.
Kind of a big deal. It's like a medium deal. It's not like today's ice cream day, go eat some ice cream, and you're like, wasn't that last week also? Like.
Exactly.
It's on the calendars that you buy, like, specifically marked, like, today is Groundhog Day, like, go check it out.
Exactly.
I will say, I was having a crisis last night. I saw a thing. So, everyone knows by now, if they've been listening, I'm from Pennsylvania, which is where the groundhog is located, right? So, I thought that he was, like, a universal, like, Punxsutawney Phil. Like, he's the guy. But then I saw someone from New York State being like, no, no, you got to talk about Woodstock Willie. And I was like, hold on. Hold on. Every groundhog, like, every state has its own groundhog. And the answer is no. Phil is the OG and everyone else is, like, a newer copycat. People, like, I was at a party with a friend and I was asking people about this because I'm very cool and fun at parties. And they were like, no, Phil is the guy.
Is Phil like ancient? He's been doing this for years, or has he had like a recent ancestor that's been
so this is like it's a family apparently, but it's like they keep replacing the groundhog, but his name is always Phil. It's kind of like that train station in Japan, you know, where they have like the cat conductor who's like cat number one, cat number two, you know.
I see. So he's always Phil. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Because it's like sort of alliterative with the town, but not really, because it's like P versus PH, right? Like Punxsutawney Phil. It's not that
right.
much alliteration, but okay.
I see now. Okay.
I have a feeling, I think the holiday is from like the 1800s, and it was people in central Pennsylvania being like, we need something. We got to do something here to get through this winter, because like it's not going well.
I want Phil's job. You only need me one time out of the year?
Right. And you know he's living good the rest of the year. Like.
Exactly. Giving me housing, food, generational health insurance. I don't know. I just feel like.
What does it say about America that a groundhog is doing better than like a vast majority of the citizens? But this isn't about that, so I'll leave it there. Anyways. I too would like generational health insurance, but anyway.
Exactly. Oh God. 5 minutes on groundhogs. Woo.
I was like, this will be a short one. Immediately like 180.
What the heck? All right.
What's our other festive theme for today? Take us away.
Yeah, exactly. So as you know, or you should know by now, unless you missed it. We're doing episodes every 2 weeks from now on. That's our bi-weekly schedule. And this episode is falling sort of close to Valentine's Day. So we thought we'd make today a BTS loved themed episode.
You know I need no excuse to be delusional. So I'm very excited for today.
Exactly. We will allow delusion for this... However long the length of this episode is, we'll open up the gates of delusion just for that long, and it will be immediately shut.
And then you'll have to claw me away. You're like, the door is closing, and I'm hinging to the door frame.
Exactly. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're talking about their songs about love, good and the bad, and... we'll share our delusions for a little bit afterwards and share some date ideas we'd have with them. Amazing.
I was like at a cup sleeve recently and someone, I forgot who I was talking to. We were talking about like Jin and like all these monthly videos he's released and like, I don't know how he's coming back. And like, we were like, yeah, Jin is everyone's Valentine this year. We were like, yeah. And then I was like, how would I spend Valentine's Day with each member of BTS? So not like I've been thinking about this for weeks at this point. But yes, just let's talk about the songs first. Yeah.
Cool. How about we start off with the sad stuff first and then move on to the happier things?
Sounds good.
All right. So, we're looking at some websites in order to reference, in case you're wondering.
Yeah, I can drop them in the description so people can look at them, too.
Anyway, BTS songs on heartbreak. Who said? This song has "On" at the top of the list. I don't think it's supposed to be in order in any kind of way, yeah. But I didn't think about "On" being a song about heartbreak.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
I don't think of it that way either. I think of it as, like, a middle finger to my haters and the people that try to, like, grind me down.
Yeah, I thought it was, you know, them singing about putting their blood, sweat, and tears, per se, into their work.
It did get lives. It did get me thinking, though, like, so many of BTS's songs are kind of ambiguous. Like, obviously, none of these lists is going to be comprehensive, and... like, even if a song's about, like, in some cases it might seem like it's about love, like, we'll get to it later, but, like, outro tier, but, and it is, but it's really about, like, the members debating, like, the breakup of the group, or, like, you know, like, yeah. Songs are always, like, it seems like they all have multiple meanings. So, anyway, just slapping a disclaimer that, like, not comprehensive, and you may have a different interpretation than, like, these articles and what we discuss.
Yeah, yeah. I guess you could sing "On" after a breakup. Maybe. Can't hold me down because you know I'm a fighter?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, in general, too, like, about, like, being strong through pain or, like, the situations yeah. that bring you down, I guess it could apply.
Yeah. I'll have to think more on that. Anyway, the next song they have here is I Need You, which, like, duh.
This line in this article, if those beautiful yet cold ex-girlfriends or crushes of the BTS members knew their future, would they have been so harsh? Imagine a song being written about you that goes, my life is ruined all because of you. I'm so done with it. I don't want you anymore. I just can't do it. I don't give up. So please, your excuse won't even work. Yeah. I simply could not continue to go on if I Need You were written about me. I'd be like, yeah, that'll exactly. do it. I'm gonna head out.
Yeah. My, like, most persistent thought in, like, BTS early works was, who hurt you?
We've definitely talked about this before. Yeah.
Yeah, like, what's going on here? Yeah. I feel like this is one of those songs that should be, like, obviously about heartbreak, but I don't know. BTS will often, like, flip and be like, no, it's about ARMY. And I'm like, all right. Mm-hmm.
Bombastic side eye.
Exactly. All right.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Exactly. Anytime I think about I Need You, I think about them performing it live in the States and Yoongi like not singing his part and him expecting us to rap it back.
Like, sir, your expectations of me are a little too high.
We never can. Like, I'm sorry, yeah. We don't know Korean.
I think of it live too, but the thing I always think about is, like, for me, this is the definition of the crying in the club song, because it's like, I hate you, like, I need you, you know, and everyone's like, yeah, like, you know, yeah. The band chants are going crazy, and then you're like, hold on, let me think about the lyrics for a minute, like.
Exactly. Also, aren't it supposed to be, like, extremely sad, and this is when they were, like, wearing those, like, stupid short shorts on stage, like, mad thigh work.
You're like, again, I am supposed to be focusing on other things, and exactly. I'm not the strongest soldier, here I am.
Yeah, like, ooh, girl, I'm winding and grinding through the pain.
Well, we're doing well on setting up our path to later delusion in this episode.
Anyway.
Also, yeah. The other thing they flag, like, in this article that made me laugh, like, at the end, they're like, blah, 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 like, can you relate to this feeling, blah, blah, blah. P.S. The music video also features actor Jimin wailing while in a bathtub. And I'm like, that's what we took away from this. But again, similar, you know, they were also distracted by exactly. by aesthetics, let's say. The next one on the list is Love Is Not Over. The lyrics are, I always smile at you, even though love is a tragedy for me. I always cry after it's over. Farewell. Even though it's a comedy for you. Yes, nothing is everlasting. I live without you. Even, I assume it's supposed to be while I feel like dying. Anyway. Like, again, were they okay? I mean, we know the answer from the books and the shows and, like, exactly. everything we've been talking about recently. I think the answer is no. But, like, exactly. it shouldn't have taken a book and a docuseries for us to figure it out.
Yeah. Love Is Not Over is an elite song. Like, in retrospect.
It really is. Like, pause the episode. Let's run and listen to it. Like,
exactly.
That's how I feel like, right now. Hold on. Yeah.
Let me think about it. Even the extended version, I don't know. It's just great. But yeah, sad. Next, we have The Queen. All right. Hot take on how you're supposed to pronounce this. I pronounce it 134340, okay? But I know there's people who pronounce it otherwise.
What else have you heard? Because I would also call it that, but maybe, like, I'm hanging out with you.
some people literally, I think Namjoon himself literally says every single number. 1-3-4-3-4-0. Like in Korean, I think. Okay, and then there's just straight up Pluto, which is easier.
The planet formerly known as Pluto. The song titled after the star formerly known as the planet Pluto, yeah.
Yeah.
I always think it's 1343-40, but maybe that's just like what rolls off the tongue easiest in English and maybe isn't the case in other languages. I don't know.
But like not even, because you could just call it Pluto.
But do people call it that? Like the song?
I've seen people saying they call it Pluto.
It's a no for me. Like,
exactly. I'm like, I mean, it makes sense, but yeah, no. For some reason, my brain just pairs those numbers together like that.
There was like the longest time where like I would just be like, yes, that song, because I didn't even want to like scramble the numbers or anything.
Yeah. But. Like, so sorry, Namjoon, you're wrong. It's 13.
Dang. Can you imagine telling him Namjoon he's wrong about something?
Just kidding.
He'd probably take it well, but it would feel not right to me.
Exactly. Don't come for me. It's a little jokey joke. Anyway, 13-40-40, however you want to call it. Yeah. Sad song. Not about a planet, but about a planet.
Yeah. Something about the, like, I don't think they feature it in this article. Oh, yeah, scrolling down the lyrics. But, like, the idea of just, like, circling someone endlessly, but, like, being so far from their warmth. Like, every time I listen to this song, I'm like, might shed exactly. a tear.
Just being completely forgotten.
Yeah.
What made them think about that?
What?
Like, what made them think about that? To use it as a metaphor.
Those are like the million-dollar questions that we need access to HYBE for. Like,
yeah.
Well, I've been working my way through like Namjoon's book list, and he read. I'm gonna get this guy's name wrong, and it's gonna be so embarrassing too. But he read Cosmos by Carl Sagan. Is that how you pronounce his last name? Anyway.
I'm not sure.
So maybe Namjoon is like a astronomy, I almost said astrology, but I do in fact know the difference. Astronomy enthusiast. NASA boy Namjoon. So but yeah. It's interesting because I always thought of it from like my army perspective. Like I don't think they implied this meaning. It was just the meaning I took as, like, the listener of the song of, like, us orbiting them from, like, really far away. But you can never, like, be close to them. And it just gets me in my, like, emo feels. But then Jin has that song, isn't it Moon, where he's saying, like, he's just, like, orbiting us and, like, we're Earth and, like, he's just there. And I'm like, oh, so we all feel the same way here. Like, we're all emo together.
Exactly.
So, yeah. It was like Uno reverse card, and I'm like, no, I'm the sad one. And Jin's like, I'm more sad than you're sad. So, yeah. I honestly love all of Love Yourself tier. The whole album just chef's kiss.
Agreed.
If someone was like, you're going to a stranded, or in a stranded, you're going to be stranded on an uninhabited island, you can only bring one album. I'm bringing Love Yourself tier.
One day I'll, like, definitively rank BTS albums. This has to be top three.
Yeah. It's so good. But anyway, I won't get stuck here.
Oh, next is Trivia Seesaw.
Ugh. I just... This song is like, you know, when you're like, what song should I kick off my like 8 hours of like streaming like all BTS songs on shuffle? Like, where should I start? Like, it's here. I start here pretty much every time. I'm just, like, very obsessed with Yoongi. And I remember that performance of him, like, getting stuck in his, like, polyester pants, like, sliding down that, like, bench thing. So he eventually had to change his stage outfit to not keep getting stuck sliding down the bench. But anyway, this song is, like, my Roman Empire. I should have included it. It lives in my head rent-free.
Anytime I think of Seesaw, I think of that one clip that was on Twitter for the longest time, and it had like millions of views. It was just like a really short clip of him doing the choreo. I think he's wearing red in it.
Yeah, the jacket was like, well, red sparkles. Was,
yes, like the Seesaw outfit. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, that clip was going around for like the longest time, and it was like a goal for us to like keep sharing it at some point just so we could increase the views. And I think someone took it down, like. It got taken down and, like, lost all the views, but it was up there. Like, I'm talking millions. We were just watching that clip on
repeat. Min Yoongi, the man that you are.
These are, like, the super niche, like, ARMY things that you cannot explain to someone unless you were there.
Like, this is the Groundhog's Day of the ARMY fandom. Like, how do you explain? It was a clip of a performance, and we wanted it to get to a certain number of shares.
Exactly.
And someone asks you why, and you're like, for reasons. Like,
exactly. And the clip was like 5 seconds long. It wasn't long at all. Anyway.
Doesn't Adora do like backing vocals on Seesaw?
Yes, and she eats every time.
Yep. Yep. Anyway.
I'm Adora whenever I sing this song.
That's your part.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I don't know, acting unhinged and probably swerving in traffic or something. I don't think there's rhyme or reason. Ugh.
Yeah, this song is also.
Yeah, these lyrics also.
A masterpiece. It's about time we put it to an end. A boring Seesaw game. Mm. Someone has to get off this Seesaw. But I don't want to get off.
Right, because you're either, like, especially, like, the metaphor of a Seesaw, if you jump off, you're either hurting yourself or you're hurting the other person.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to come slamming down, or, like, you're going to, like, jump off when you're at the top and just, like, I don't know, eat it.
Yeah, exactly. Seesaws are actually extremely dangerous. Like,
like, yeah, a tangent for another episode, but like, why are seesaws on playgrounds around the world? Like, they really said take safety and throw it all away.
Yeah.
These are, I've seen new seesaws that have like springs underneath them to kind of like cushion the impact. Mm. Anyway, this isn't about that, but that's not what we had back in my day. That's not what we had.
No, literally, I was going to say, this is the kind of thing that, like, when parents are like, yeah, and I had to, like, walk 5 miles through the snow to get to school. Like, this is the kind of thing they talk about. Like, yeah, I flew off of Seesaw once, and I toughed it out. I had a concussion, and I'm still here, and I'm still good. It's like, all right, Grandpa.
You're like, are you? I should have gone exactly. to the doctor, but okay. Yeah. I find myself saying or thinking, like, more and more things where I'm like, I am the grandpa in this scenario.
Exactly.
Anyway, The Truth Untold.
This song is hard to hear, to be honest. It's so heart-wrenching, so painful.
Well, even this article is like, if you became an ARMY during the Love Yourself era, this is probably one of the songs that will forever haunt your memories. Correct. Thank you for reminding me. Yeah. I'm actually kind of surprised they performed it as much as they did, just because it's, like, so aggressively sad.
Yeah.
Like, how do you bring it back from this, like, sad introspective moment, you know? Like, exactly. Concert hype. This is not a Crying in the Club playlist. This is a I'm crying song, right?
Yeah. And I'm only, like, familiar with Steve Aoki's, like, EDM type work, so I was surprised to see that he created this song for them.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if he has other slow tracks like this, is what I'm trying to say. So, cool to see him produce a track like this.
And this is where I should have pulled up the song credits or, like, whipped out my album, but I don't think he was involved in the lyrics, though.
No, no.
Right?
I like the actual...
The sound of the song itself.
Instrumentals, whatnot.
I always took this one, actually, to be... I know we were like, it's about ARMY, and we're like, all right, if you say so, but, like... I took at least part of this song to be kind of about ARMY, or at least at the very least, like, being in the public eye, mm-hmm. right? You know that I can't, like, show you me, give you me. I can't show you a ruined part of myself. Once again, I put on a mask to go see you, but I still want you. Like, that to me reads very much as, like, and I can only be so honest with you kind of sentiment.
Yeah. Which makes sense.
Yeah. It's not necessarily a fake love, but it is kind of incomplete, right. You know?
And maybe I'm skipping ahead for our next article, but, like, the most, like, damaging thing was putting two and two together that, like, while they're, like, singing about how, like, I love myself, you should love yourself, and they didn't the entire time. Like, pain.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things. It's so much easier to, like, do as I say and not as I do, like, tell other people, like, you're wonderful, you should love yourself. But when it comes time to, like, actually doing it for yourself, it's like, that's funny. Good job.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. Well, I jumped ahead here as well because I mentioned this before. So I'll let you mostly, I will invite you to mostly comment here, but outro tier.
Yeah, I mean, I think you summed it up quite well. I always thought that this was the song, I should say, upon first hearing it, and for a while, I just assumed that this song was about heartbreak, and much like everyone else, when they were like, yeah, no, actually, this was about us breaking up, I was gagged. but yeah, makes the song even more harder to listen to, considering I'm like, why am I hype right now, but I'm also crying.
Oof. It is very cathartic. You feel like you wanna, I don't know, smash something, or I don't know, commit crimes that I won't elaborate upon. You, like, you're just like fired up and ready to go that they were able to, like, take their pain and kind of turn it into something, like, cleansing.
Yeah.
Also, the fact that they focus on so many different kinds of love and heartbreak, like, you and I were talking about this when we were planning the episode, but, like, it's not all romantic love, but these lyrics about, like, burn up my heart that was torn to shreds, that's right, what are you hesitating for? This is the ending you were wishing for, so go on and kill me without hesitating.
Yeah. Like, make it a clean break so I don't have to have any lingering feelings about you. And then, like, knowing that that's supposed to be about them, I'm like, stop.
Group therapy.
Exactly.
Group therapy sessions. Yeah. Yeah. You wonder, like, and this is something we'll truly never know, but, like, you know, I was panicking the last time we were on here talking about the documentary, but I wonder if there is, like, animosity there, or if you just, like, move past it. Like, are things fully resolved?
Yeah.
I assume that they are, but, like, how would we ever know?
Yeah.
I assume that they are resolved, I should clarify, because otherwise how could you keep going, like, seeing people every single day?
Exactly. We used to talk about forever, now we break each other without mercy. I'm like, ooh.
Who hurt you? But it's actually the other six members of your group.
Exactly.
Ooh, I should not be making light of that. I'm sorry. The intrusive thoughts are winning. It's a super sad song.
Yeah. Well, let's move on to something a little more positive.
Yeah. So we did the heartbreak songs. Now we're moving on to the songs about self-love.
Yeah. All right. Starting from the top, we have Love Myself.
Yeah. I think that this is going to be, like, challenging for me to discuss just because, like, you were saying kind of just a few minutes ago. It's, like, so difficult to navigate and, like, do in an authentic way. So I don't know too much about that, but I'm trying.
Exactly.
So I'll just be like, yeah, cool, good. Good for you. Right. You go, Glen Coco. You know?
I mean, at least they're honest about it. We're all struggling. We're all out here trying to love ourselves. We give a lot of ourselves to others that we don't give to ourselves, so.
Well, and the idea behind the song, like, at least the lyrics they show here, there's no answer. Maybe this isn't the answer either. Even loving myself requires someone's permission. Like, I do feel that. Like, I feel like so much of our self-worth is, like, imposed on us from outside sources. Like, yeah. Whether or not it I mean, it probably should not, but that's just part of living in a society, I guess.
Right.
The next song on their list is Idol. The message of taking ownership of who you are is rooted in self-love. BTS are both proud of themselves and their fans. Although this article is even like a catch 22, because right after that it says, if they're proud of you, you should be proud of you. Like, no, I need to be proud of me because I'm proud of me. Like, this is the
yeah
what we were just kind of discussing.
Exactly.
So
yeah, Idol's so important considering all that they've experienced, tearing them down for being idol rappers, whatnot. Idol's an excellent song. And we know, like, the cultural significance of it at this point as well. We've talked about it a million yeah. more times. But
yeah.
Yeah.
I was excited. I've never made this connection. The next track on this list, Jump. So in this article, they say it's possible that the song title is a reference to Jump Comics, home to manga heroes like Naruto, who may have inspired the boys when they were kids. I was like, an anime and manga reference? Like, have they ever said that? Or is this author just like reaching? I mean, I am excited, but like, are they reaching?
I don't know. That kind of sounds familiar. But also, I can't confirm.
I know we've heard throughout the years and seen throughout the years with, like, the Attack on Titan head that they had in their one dorm and, like, all of yeah. Jones' figurines, cough, cough, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Like, all the times they went to, like, the comic book cafes. Like, I know they're into, like, comics and manga and webtoons, but, like, I didn't realize that there might be, like, an actual tie that they had said there.
I feel like I've heard that before. And that there's some, like, references, but I can't even go through here enough to look at it.
That's okay. The article just says it's possible, so it can neither confirm nor deny, but it seems like there could be a link.
Yeah. I mean, they're talking about being, like, heroes in training, new generation heroes, so it could be something related to, like, you know, an anime or whatnot. But anyway, I know this is, like, inspired by that Crisscross track or whatever. That I cannot. Isn't it have the same name? Doesn't it have the same name?
Is that the link? We're, like, digging through here looking for, like, you know, manga references, and it's actually just, like, yes. The name of the track that inspired it.
Yeah, no, it's Crisscross Jump, and it's supposed to be inspired by that. It sounds very similar if you go and listen to that song. And it was a, what did they say? That was a track that they had for, practice is not the word, but, like, You know when they had to do those practices, like, as trainees, they have to, like, prove themselves every so often.
Yeah, like an assessment. To show
that they've made growth, yes.
Quarterly career check-ins.
Exactly. And this is one of those tracks that just happened to make it to the album. But anyway. Words. Yeah. Jump.
So the next song on this list, I think, is a bit of a stretch. Mm. I mean, that it's about love. Yeah, but, I mean, hey, they said it. So, again, in the same vein of telling Namjoon he's wrong, like, okay, I'm not going to do that. but so the next song on this list is Dynamite. And the article actually says, while Dynamite might not immediately seem like a song about love, what better way to psych yourself up for a day of positivity than with this banger? BTS released this song during the pandemic, blah, blah, blah. During their interview with Zane Lowe, the group explained that Dynamite is, quote, made of positive vibes, energy, hope, love, the purity, everything. We're going through a difficult time, so we try to have more fun working on this song. We made the songs in the hope of giving energy to the listeners, end quote. So to say that, like, this is a song about self-love, because they mentioned love in an interview, but they also mentioned positive vibes, energy, hope, purity, everything. So it's a song about everything. So I, like, it could be to make yourself feel better in, like, a tough situation is, like, self-care. Yeah. So I could see it from that angle, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I really thought it was just kind of one of those songs to hype you up and feel good, but I guess that could be a form of self-love.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, I was more on the positive vibes energy thing than the hope love part.
Honestly, also, like, this is no slander on them, but there's so many words in that, like, word salad that, like, I feel like their PR person was, like, throwing darts at a dartboard, like, hope, hope, write that down. Purity, write that down. Love, write that down. Like, I don't know. That's what's, like, running through my head, but
oh, boy.
Anyway. the next song on this list, another one from my Deserted Island soundtrack, Paradise. And this also kind of ties into the same thing we were saying about Dynamite, about, like, Paradise tells us it's all right to stop. Self-love is giving yourself the chance to unwind and recharge. Yeah, I don't know. When I'm listening to this song, I just hear the, like, marathon, come on, and I'm, like, transported to another realm, so I'm not really having, like, any kind of deep thoughts while listening to this song, I'm not gonna lie, but I do love it, so.
Yeah, it, transports me to a happier time.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, definitely, this is a good track to pick for a self-love song.
Yeah,
it's all right to stop. And it's a bop. Next we have Outer Wings, which I'm like, again, is it? Hold on.
So I'm just noticing, I was just sitting here thinking, I'm noticing that the vibe of this entire article is, like, I don't know if I call it self-love. I mean, a few of them maybe at the start, but, like, it's mostly more like, this one says, like, carefree, worry-free childhood. And you and I for Paradise were, like, you know, taking a rest and remembering easier times. The theme is, like, relaxation here. Or, like, feeling safe and secure or something.
Like, again, yeah, kind of. Yeah, what's about, like, believing in yourself? So, sure.
Yeah. You can tell we're so freaking jaded. Like, we are not the ones to be talking about this. Like, you and I are like, I guess if one considers, like, this is the Virgo Aquarius overlap, we're like, maximum skepticism.
I mean, yeah, I guess it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, self-love can be bigging yourself up, you know. reminding yourself that you're doing the right things, you're on the right path. So yeah. Yeah. Anyway, next song they have is So What, which I feel like is similar.
Yeah, again, like YOLO energy, young, wild, and carefree, according to this article.
So yeah. What was one of those songs that I had to hear live to like really enjoy it.
Yeah, now I hear it and I'm so hyped, but I agree with you.
Yeah. Next we have Not Today.
My weird laughter. So I have it like ingrained in my mind about Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And we've talked about this on the track before, but like the amount of times that Namjoon said the phrase Moonbatan Trap in like the like promotional PR interviews they were doing at the time, like take a drink every time if you drink, like it's a dangerous drinking game. But in this article, they say, a track from You Never Walk Alone, Not Today is a Moonbatan stadium dance song with a pounding rhythm paired perfectly with their stomp dancing music video, Not Today. Not Today inspires listeners to band together, rise up, and break through the glass ceiling. Nothing says self-love quite like smashing through whatever barriers are holding you back. That's a lot to unpack from a self-love perspective, but I was just laughing over the Moonbatan adjective strikes again.
Which, like, I didn't think of that song as a Moonbatan song. Maybe because they would only, like, use that word for Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Right. I literally had to, like, scroll back up and be like, what song am I reading about? You know? Like,
right.
I agree with you.
Yeah. To me, Not Today is, like, akin to On. So I'm like, why isn't On on this?
Yeah.
On this list here.
No, because On was on the Heartbreak track, but Not Today is on the self-love track. So, again, I feel like shifting perspectives, shifting articles, different people, different definitions, different meaning. Yeah. Also, like, using the phrase the glass ceiling, I'm like, let us discuss. But that's exactly. That's a different podcast. So I will keep moving.
I guess. Yeah.
And also, like, the assertion, like, Your Honor, may it please the jury, the assertion, like, self-love, nothing says self-love quite like smashing through whatever barriers are holding you back. That's, like, a self-determination question because, like, can you break through the systems that are set up to, like, hold you down? You know what I mean? Like, you need to love yourself in spite of those things. Like, that's not a you problem to internalize if you can't break through it. You know what I mean?
Come on, preacher.
Anyway. Anyway.
Yeah, next is Epiphany. Epiphany by Jenny.
This song is beautiful. This is the one I fully accept to this list. Like,
Yeah. I'm the one I should love in this world, obviously. That should be on this list. Self-explanatory.
I think the fact that it's, like, Jin as well delivering that message is super powerful, only because, like, he's talked about feeling like he has to work twice as hard or, like, whatever, you know, like, comments he's made in the past about his fears of, like, holding the group back, which, of course, I think are unfounded. But for him to say, like, this is where I've gotten to and I've come to, like, appreciate myself, I'm, like, cheering Jin on in every possible way when I hear this.
I know.
Oh, Jin, I love you. Come back.
That's even more meaningful considering what our next episode will be about.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise. The next song on this list is Cypher Part 4. I'm summarizing here. Cypher Part 4, quite frankly, says not to spend a single second worrying about what other people think of you. A lion doesn't concern itself with the opinions of sheep.
Yeah, I saw some folks talking about this song the other day. Don't ask me what platform I was on. and they were like, where are my Cypher Part 4 enthusiasts? Like, I don't hear this song get talked about as much. And I'm like, what? If you were saying about that about Cypher Part 1, you see we could have that conversation, but I'm like, are you serious?
Again, spot the old timers. We're like, excuse me?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We only have 10 years worth of content to talk about. Like, I don't think it's that we're not talking about it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I, like, love when I hear this song and, like, you know, I get hyped. Am I ready to be the lion? Debatable. I'm still the sheep working through its, like, issues right now. So. But, yeah. You want to take the next one for your man? Your man, my man.
Hold on. I had to look at the lyrics again.
Of Cypher Part 4.
Yeah.
Wasn't this when Yoongi was, like, losing his rings left and right also? So I think that's, like, I sometimes get distracted, like, again, in the vein of, like, shorts or Jimin in a bathtub. When I hear this song, I'm like, hey, remember that time that Yoongi just had his jeweler on speed dial?
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I feel like they had a number of those songs. But yeah, this was the song that you, they were like big flexing. And like, why not? Why not?
Yeah, I guess. As they should.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Flexing is a form of self love. Self love and expression.
Done on these.
Exactly. Anyway, yeah, next song's Outro Ego. Not being egotistical in a negative way, but it says it showcases J-Hope's determination to continue on his personal journey, although it hasn't been an easy one. Yeah, I guess having some sense of pride in your past leading to your present and enjoying the road along the way. Yeah, I can see that.
I think, like, ego has such a negative connotation, at least in English. Yeah. Like, that person is egotistical or, like, she has an ego. Usually refers to someone who thinks, like, super highly of themselves. But I think ego could also be, like, knowing who you are and knowing what you want and, like, staying focused on your own journey. And I feel like Hobi's taking it more in that direction in this track.
100%. Okay. Your turn.
Yeah, I was like, I guess I don't, like, believe in self-love or whatever, and here I am. Number one song on this list is Magic Shop. The one that I have tattooed on my ribs. If you've been here for a while, you already know. It says it was inspired by the book Into the Magic Shop, a neurosurgeon's quest to discover the mysteries of the brain and the secrets of the heart. It says, produced by JK, Magic Shop tells us the comparison is the thief of joy, which, preach, JK, and not to bottle up, but, like, okay, who is he comparing himself to? But anyway, I digress, let me continue. when you're JK, like, who else is in your class? But, anyway, Magic Shop tells us that comparison is the thief of joy and not to bottle up our feelings when we're in pain. Self-love is opening up. And this was actually, so I got I Do Believe Your Galaxy, but this is Yoongi's verse, and I almost got this, but I want it anyway. For reasons, I ended up with what I had, but especially the part that was my greed was my weapon that suffocated me and also became my leash. That was the line that I almost got. But comparing myself with others became my daily life. My greed that was my weapon suffocated me and also became a leash. But looking back on it now, truthfully, I feel like it's not true that I wanted to be the best. I wanted to become your comfort and move your heart. I wanted to take away your sadness and pain.
Hmm. And they say he's a mean guy.
Right? I know. The idea of, like, greed as something... Maybe this is, like, my American super showing through, but I feel like American culture is super ambitious and focused on, like, the billionaires are like the truly exceptional of the world, or the people that rise and grind, hustle culture, blah blah blah, all that BS. But the idea that like greed or wanting more or dissatisfaction can like actually limit you, and eventually you like run out of room to run, it's just like such a powerful idea for me.
Yeah.
So yeah, I love this song. Think about it often.
All right. We are sprinting through these. And finally.
Well, it's 53 minutes. So exactly. I'm trying to keep it moving. Finally, I think it's your time to shine.
We get to the romantic songs of the bunch.
Delulu time. Let's go.
Kicking it off strong, we have Just One Day. You already know what time it is. We've talked about it a million and one times before, but Just One Day was my introduction to the BTS fandom, and so it has a very, very special place in my heart, and I yearn for another song like this, even though according to this list, they've done many just like Just One Day, but I don't know. It's something about Just One Day that's really... special, that I'm like looking for a replica, but you cannot replicate this feeling. Very special track. We already know it's about just one more day with someone special.
Yeah, I would caution against like wanting a Just One Day part two. I mean, I have enjoyed every song, right? But I feel like when you have a song that's so special to you, it's almost like a victim of like its own hype. You know what I mean? And that's not putting down any other songs, but like Save Me was my introduction to the fandom. And then they did like the Save Me, I'm Fine like remix, which I do like, but like nothing lives up to Save Me, you know? And then like People Part Two. I do like People Part Two, but like People Part One is just like untouchable in my mind. Like play that at my funeral, I don't care.
Exactly. That's why it's not so much that I need like a part two to Just One Day. It's like I'm trying to capture some feeling that I once had, which is literally like me experiencing BTS again for the first time, and I like, you can't replicate that, so there won't be another Just One Day. Like,
yeah,
it's fine. But go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, I've said it before, the song like belongs to you in my head. I'm like, oh, Kalea's song when it comes on. It's not like this is Just One Day. It's like Just One Day, Kalea. Like anyone else could be like, I love Just One Day. I'd be like, sorry, it's Taken. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was gonna say, I hope when they come back, they come back on their like grown and sexy tip, and we get like that version of Just One Day. But I don't know.
Yeah, my delusions are running wild right now. Like buff post-military BTS doing Just One Day. Like,
hey! Exactly.
Anyway. Just squeaked. Yeah.
Outro Propose was the School Love Affair outro. Which, yeah. Do they talk about marriage in that song? Like, am I...
You're like, have you proposed to me because I accept?
Maybe not. Maybe I'm just conflating propose with that, and you know, my freaking...
Interestingly, I get kind of murky on some of the songwriting credits on the earlier tracks. It says Jin is credited for writing on the song. So Jin, I love you. Jin, come back. Anyway. It says the track embodies this innocent yet naive infatuation that is characteristic of much of the album's theme of schoolyard romance. The chorus becomes a bold declaration of promising to give their all to their romantic other in spite of and while navigating their youth.
Yeah. Okay. Well, marriage is a bit too far, but
I mean, we're in high school. We got to take it slow, you know. Exactly. Childhood sweethearts and all that.
Yeah. Anyways, I feel like they should have included... my other favorite outro. Was it Outro Love in School?
Oh, deep cut. Yes.
Why is that not on here? Because that gives us what, the intro to School Love Affair, right? It starts off the same. I'm like, why is that not in here? It's literally like they're singing, I just want to love you. I just want to love you. Like, why wouldn't you include that?
I mean, that one, what do you analyze? You're like, yeah, I love you too. Next song, next question.
Oh, I just every day I'm like, I wish that this outro was longer and that it was a full song, especially because the School Love Affair intro starts off with Yoongi rapping, and I'm like, if you just made the full song, like, you clearly have the material, like, just, that's what I need for a festa. They just make a full song of that.
When Kalea is caught, allegedly, this is a joke, breaking into Hybe, you know what she's trying to find on the disc.
I'm in the studio on GarageBand piecing the song together myself.
She's like, where is the full version? Exactly. You need to find one of those, like, hour-long YouTube edits, you know, the ones that just, like, endlessly loop. Exactly. We're not supposed to do that. Also a joke.
Yeah.
Don't come for me. Leave me alone.
Oh, God. Next, next song, Miss Right. Again, like, duh. This song is like Feeding the Delusion times 2000. Saying Yoongi talk about like art, like your, no, is that this one or is that Converse High, like the matching shoes, the baby shoes? No, that's in this song.
We're like, marriage is a step too far, but having kids together is not.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. And that was like on the next album too, so I'm not too delusional.
Jin's like, hey, I might like you for a long time. Is that cool? Yoongi's like, we're having kids. I mean, I accept, so fine. Whatever you want, Yoongi. It's interesting though, for Miss Right, it says the track describes someone who can only exist in fiction, that they're too good to be true. Yeah. Oh, and then there's a lovely line about imagining a future with a pair of baby sneakers between their couple shoes.
Exactly. Like, how can you say that on the track?
Eating my fist right now. Like, exactly. Crying.
I'll give the, like, super delusional people a pass on that one. Like, how can you not?
My head is suddenly hurting mysteriously. Exactly. Why?
The next song, like, actually, Blanket Kick. Okay, I just want to say BTS were in their freaking bag. All these songs. This literally every single one of these songs on this list right now is like what really kept me invested in
these. I gotta be honest, I'm a dodo brain, and I understood like what the song is about, but I don't think I put like Blanket Kick into like embarrassment as an emotion. Like, it's so obvious now, but I was like, why is it called that? And then I was like, whatever, it's probably like doesn't translate well.
Which member,
it's about like kicking your sheets and like, you know, yeah, acting insane in your bed. Like, why did it take me from 2016 until reading this article to be like, oh my god, that's what that is.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, embarrassing. Which member of BTS do you think has ever like been on the phone with a significant other and was like, had their feet in the air like kicking it?
Jimin.
Well,
possibly also Hobie. Hobie's second place.
Don't disagree. Next is 24/7 Heaven again. Okay,
freaking da, 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 da.
Oh god, Dark and Wild was so underrated. I'm sorry.
This is the hill that you will die on. Like, are you bringing Dark and Wild to your deserted island?
No, seriously, we don't talk about it enough. And again, I don't know if that's just because that was like my first BTS album, like full comeback after just one day. Dark and Wild was just way too good. Oh, she deserves,
we all got distracted by like the war of hormone discussion, discourse, but whatever.
Like, you know, I feel like, I don't know, maybe it's at the time because I just wasn't as chronically online. I didn't really grasp that there was issues going on with that song, like while it was happening. I feel like I learned about that like a little bit later. So I don't think that was it. I mean, and because it started off with Danger anyway, right? War of Hormone came out later as like a promo track, I should say, that people became like aware of it on a like outside of fandom scale. I don't think Orihime was really it of why like Dark and Wild or yeah, why Dark and Wild didn't take off like it should have. But yeah, I mean, we don't have to get into that. We've talked about that enough. Anyway, Elite song. 24/7 Heaven. So cute. Hold me tight.
I was just quickly, can I read this one thing about 24/7 Heaven quickly?
Go ahead.
Okay, so it talks about like what the song is about, staying up all night fantasizing about the one you like, resenting the clock's hand being so slow. But then it says, there's also a sweet comparison of the romantic other being the rising sun on Sunday, the day they plan to meet. It makes for a cute metaphor that the day begins and ends with them, the center of their solar system that is BTS's life. So can I just point out, may it please the jury, another solar system metaphor. They've been doing that since the early days. So
yeah.
We were talking about that earlier, so I wanted to flag, but we can continue.
Somebody just really likes planets.
Hey, Namjoon, what's up? Actually, I need to change my answer for what date we're doing. It's now planetarium date.
Anyway, Hold Me Tight. Again, Elite.
Ugh. I didn't know that V, this is like what I was referencing before too. I forgot, but I literally stopped the page and just sat here thinking about it. I didn't know that V participated in the songwriting and making the melody for Hold Me Tight.
Oh, really?
Like, this song slaps so hard. It's so good. Like, oh. Anyway.
Exactly. Early, like, layover precursor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold Me Tight, man. I'm feeling really nostalgic right now. I know what I'm doing after I turn this podcast off.
Yeah.
Okay, Butterfly.
I mean, I guess for me, Butterfly is beautiful and I always want to shed a tear, but I think of it as like a really sad song.
Yeah, I didn't.
Like, so I'm surprised it's here. I mean, I guess like further down here, they say the subject can be interpreted to be many things, but including someone sorely loved.
Right.
Lyrics become a plea to stay by their side if they were to let go, as it is in something or in this instance, someone's nature to have freedom like a butterfly.
Right. Yeah. I also didn't necessarily think of this as like a romantic song, but okay.
I mean, again, open to interpretation.
Yeah.
Another song that possibly is or is not romantic.
I mean, I'm sure it's intended to be. Converse High. We talk about this song. I feel like we talk about this song
every single month we talk about this song. I was actually curious. I was telling Kalea before we turned on the mics, like, would Converse High be on one of these lists? Because, like, ostensibly it's about relationships and love, but it's also, like, I don't know. They're doing way too much.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. There's romance for feet.
Do feet fetishes count as romance? Like, does cheating on your man with his bandmate scream romance? Like.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Telling someone not to wear the shoes they want because they're too hard to get on and off, like, does that scream romance? It screams something, that's for sure.
And we have Love Is Not Over Again on this list, so I guess take your pick. Is it a sad song or... I would put Love Is Not Over in this category. More so than the other one.
Yeah. I was also thinking back to the heartbreak list. How was Don't Leave Me not on the heartbreak tracks?
Hey, exactly. Like, there's a lot of songs they left off.
Yeah, I know. As we said, nothing can be, like, fully comprehensive. But I was just, like, thinking other songs while we're talking. This list is so long. We're, like, halfway.
Oh, it's still going. Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Can we just, in the sake of time, will you be mad if I say what the songs are and then we talk about the ones we want to talk about?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was just, like, seeing how long this was and having, like, a moment over here. Okay, so the next track on this list is For You, Serendipity, Trivia Love, which I will be talking about that, Her, Epiphany Again, so Self-Love and Romantic Love. And actually, that's the end of the list. So I guess there are only four more, but I was just, like, scrolling infinitely, and I was like, oh my gosh.
The only other song I feel like we're obligated to talk about is Trivial Love.
Yeah.
How do you not? Oh my god. I mean, you can't scroll down the timeline without seeing someone talk about, remember when Namjoon said, yes, because we just talked about it yesterday.
But also, like, Roman Empire, it never leaves my head, exactly. So I remember.
This has to be ARMY's collective Roman Empire. We talk about this song every week. Yes, remember when Namjoon said, you wrote all my edges? Like, yeah, we know. Okay, yes. Sadam, we get it.
Genius.
Beautiful truly. Track. Beautiful track.
Yeah. And, like, even the English, like, the continuation of, like, the letters between, like, live and love, change I to an O.
Yeah.
What is the, like, JKLMNOPQRST? Like, that part? Anyway. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to try to imitate our collective husband.
Yeah. What I would give to see him perform that live once again.
We saw it.
I know, but I want to be there in person and see it again. I'm just greedy.
Us, like, you know those, like, I don't know what they are. They're, like, memes of a guy on the street with, like, a cardboard sign, you know? And, like, people change them, like, us in the audience with the most, like, worn-down cardboard sign just being, like, Trivia Love, please.
BTS concert, but it's just Namjoon doing Trivia Love for 1 hour.
Yeah. Yeah. Serendipity is also beautiful. I do want to shout that out as well. Just, like, talking about, I mean, this article says, discovering someone to love by chance, delving into the themes of destiny and fate. The metaphoric flower that blooms when a lover calls their name, which is a call out to a Korean poem. And then also there's references to The Little Prince. Anyway, love yeah. it.
Yeah. These lists are obviously old. There's way more songs that could be added to these from their more recent albums, even their solo tracks, but yeah. In the interest of time.
I'm like, no, cut. This ain't, we gotta keep it moving.
Yeah. Exactly. We have yeah. to discuss the most important part of this episode.
Let's go!
Our absolute delusions.
We're now going to progress with some steps that are a bit more difficult.
Oh, God.
Hey, it's okay. Our BTS date ideas. How are we spending Valentine's Day with each member of BTS? PG-esque edition.
All right. Should we go member by member?
Sure.
You can start.
I can? Okay. Namjoon for Valentine's Day. I took, like, a Valentine's Day theme just because it was on the brain. So I said we'll do, like, a museum at night date. Like, I was thinking back to that time you said you were at the one museum and there was, like, a DJ. But you know those, like, night parties?
Yeah.
Or a bookstore blind date. I'm going to one of these with a friend where, like, they have, like, appetizer, like, food, drink, and then, like, they give you a book, but you don't know which book it is, but you tell them, like, what genre you like. So I thought that would be fun to do with June, but also I'm adding planetarium given all of the solar stuff we were just talking about. Okay. So yeah.
I didn't think it was necessarily like Valentine's Day. I just thought of it in general going on a date. So
that's okay. I
unless
mean,
they're
sure.
like outlandish, like that's the reason why. So I also had like a museum visit. Duh. Just feel like it's like obligatory at this point for Namjoon. I had a beach date.
Ooh la la.
Yeah, he can catch some crabs while I sit there and enjoy the view.
what view? No, I'm kidding.
And I also had stargazing, so I was like there
oh,
with
cute.
The
you knew.
Planetarium thing.
Yeah.
Without. Without realizing that. Anyways, I was mostly thinking of him talking about What was that? Like wildflower and him laying outside. That's what I thought about. So, yeah, that's what I do with Junie.
So for Jen, again, I was thinking kind of like winter theme. So, okay, another Roman Empire that I have, because there's so many at this point. But you know that like short clip of Jen like snowboarding? Yeah, that lives in my head rent free. Outdoorsy guy Jen. So I said for our Valentine's date, we'll do like a skiing or snowboarding trip. I will be at the lodge doing spa stuff or reading by the fire, but he can do his outdoorsy thing.
Yeah, that's cute.
Weekend trip.
He does like to ski. I put strawberry picking. We're doing our gin episode, and I was, you know, like, reminded that Jin has, like, his uncle has a strawberry farm, and I'm like, that'd be adorable.
Yeah.
And I put a cooking class.
That's cute.
Be fun, and I feel like it'd also be funny.
I thought about that for a long time, and then I was like, is he going to be yelling at me? Like, is it going to be fun, or is it going to be stressful? Like, I really couldn't decide, so. Same with Yoongi, but I did say for Yoongi, I said staying in, introvert date, staying in / cooking together, and then being in our respective, like, I don't know, basically, like, he can be reading, or I'll be reading, just cozy and snuggling. And I was like, maybe like put on a new vinyl or something cute. Just like, I just want to cuddle you so bad. That's basically the gist of all of those things. Like, stay inside and cuddle.
These were on the same pages. I also put, can we just cuddle? Like, that's an option. I don't really want to do much else. And then I also put a concert because I think that would be kind of cute. And I put a bougie candlelight dinner, but the food portions are actually decent. Not like those, you know, places you go to they for hundreds of like dollars. One small morsel of meat. Like, no, I'm trying to eat.
So my for Hobie, I'm still a little on the fence. Like, kind of like, is Jin yelling at me or are we having a good time? Like, I want to do a dance class with Hobie, but it needs to be like a dance that he's not familiar with. I don't want to get yelled at. And I don't want it to be, like, work for him. I don't want him to be, like, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Like, I want it to be, like, we're learning something new together and dancing. So, like, it could either go really, well or really bad.
Yeah, we're also on the same wavelength here. I put a salsa dance lesson because I thought it'd be fun and it could be steamy. Oh. But also, like you were saying, we could... Well, I mean, I'm sure he'll probably be better at it than me. But at least it won't be like, get your 8-count straight. Like,
yeah.
Anyway, I also put a picnic, because I think it'd be cute. And...
That sounds so cute.
Yeah.
That could be, like, really aesthetic, too. Like, a fancy picnic, you know, exactly. Like... The bougie baskets that you can get.
And I also put something more simple, like, can we just share, like, a crawl or something? Like, we can just chat over coffee. He can get that real dank Americano stuff he likes.
Yeah. I wonder, like, truly, this is a topic for another episode, but what is the hold that Americanos have on the K-pop community? But whatever.
I know the answer.
But I think I know, but it gets into a lot. Yeah. I'll save that for another day. Okay, so for Jimin, for Valentine's Day, I was like, if Jimin and I are going on a date, I'm bawling out on the corny stuff. Like, chocolate, stuffed animals, like, bro is getting every stereotypical thing. And then we're going to dress up to the nines, and we're going to go to the fanciest restaurant in town so I can show off my man Jimin, and he can show me off, too. Slight sugar mama vibe, so I don't know what that says about me, but that's what I was thinking about.
Why not? I put a boardwalk or like a fair kind of thing. Thought it'd be cute. Aww. Sharing cotton candy.
Imagine eating funnel cake with Jimin.
Playing games. It'd be so cute. You know? I also got a little silly and I was like, he can fly me out somewhere because he got money. And we can go on a trip. And I know he likes traveling.
That's funny. That's funny because I'm like, let me spoil him. And you're like, let him spoil me, which is honestly more realistic. How do you spoil any member of BTS in the year of our Lord 2024?
Exactly. I'm trying to get flued out. Like, I... He got the resources. But I also said, what if we just took a nap together? A la that bonus content we got on Weverse, where he just like,
oh my goodness,
sleeping all day, and then also had a period of time where he just was thinking about nothing. I'm like, same.
When he literally wrote "no thoughts had empty" from like 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., I was like, I love this man. Yeah.
Oh god. All right.
So for V, I was trying to like. V is a little bit of an enigma for me, so I was like, what would a good Valentine's Day look like for V? And part of me was thinking, like, something ultra sophisticated or aesthetic, and part of me was, like, something super zany. And so I had the thought, what if you did, like, an Instagram couples photo shoot or, like, you know, like, an around-town photo shoot for the aesthetic? Or if you wanted to be, like, crazier, you could do one of those, like, JCPenney, like, 1990s photo shoots that are, like, all over TikTok right now with, like, the super, like, awkward poses, you know what I mean? But it's, like, awkward for the sake of being awkward. And then I was also thinking of, like, a very specific, like, restaurant slash bar that I know here in Pittsburgh. But it's like a jazz bar, and then I scrolled down and saw that you put that too. So like 100% agree with like a jazz bar or lounge type of place.
Yeah, I had like a poetry night, like jazz bar kind of vibe. I thought that would be cute. But I also put a paint and sip. Yeah, I think that'd be fun. But yeah, the freaking JCPenney, I want to do that so bad. It doesn't even have to be couples. Like, you've seen the best friend ones? Like, I'm trying to do that so bad. I've been trying to do it for years. Like, I just think that's hilarious. Next, we have JK.
Yeah, so similar to you saying you're trying to eat, I was thinking, like you were saying that for Yoongi, but I was thinking about, like, okay, what would I want to do? Like, what would JK be into? And I was like, we'd go... It's kind of basic, but we'd go to K-Barbecue, and he'd make sure he can eat all the meat that he wants. And then we'd do, like, an unlimited karaoke session, which means that I'm going to be there until, like, 6 or 8 in the morning, but I'm okay with it because it's JK. And then I know that this is possibly very divisive and chuggy. I don't know how people feel about it, but I also don't care because if I'm dating JK, like, I'm going all in. I was thinking, like, his and hers couple tattoos. So, anyway.
Y'all gotta be locked in, though. Like, he...
Well, I mean, this is all in my head, so we're very locked in and serious. So, yeah. In my head, we're very committed.
Exactly. So. Last thing you want is to try and cover that thing up or get...
No messy breakup. Singed off of your head. Exactly. Five laser treatments later.
Yeah, anyway. I put glamping only because I don't like camping, aww, but I know that he enjoys that, so I need, like, a happy medium. Like, not necessarily trying to be in a tent, like, on the floor, but, like, yeah, we can go outside. I put an amusement park because I think it'd be fun, and it's, like, just the right amount of, like, danger, but, like, not too much danger, because, like, why do we get on roller coasters, honestly? Like, when you really think about it.
You want to feel like you're going to perish, but, like, safely know that exactly. You're not perishing. Yeah.
I put karaoke because I think it'd be fun, although he'd want me, but I think it'd be fun too.
Yeah. I did have that thought when I also put, like, K-barbecue and karaoke. I was like, you have to be okay with, like, being worse than him and, like, having him hear you sound exactly. Worse than him. But
and I put whatever. That we could split a 20-piece chicken nugget.
I laughed out loud when I saw this.
Ultimate callback.
Yeah.
You have to be there to hear it.
We talked about it on an episode.
That's
though,
why I said right? Callback.
So the real ones will know.
You just
yeah.
You had to have listened to the episode to understand. But now upon retrospect, I'm not sure 20 pieces is enough for JK. I feel like he could smash more. So maybe I'll up that to a 40-piece.
Get like a bucket. Exactly. Yeah. You each get your I was just gonna say you each get your own 20-piece. Yeah.
Exactly. When your metabolism is running that fast, you probably can eat more than 10 pieces. pieces of chicken nuggets.
I feel like 20 is like what I would want to order, and then like I hit 8 or 10 and I'm like, I regret every life choice I've made. So yeah
there it is, we made it.
Yay.
Never thought we'd be here.
We did it, Joe. I want to wish everyone a happy Valentine's Day, Galentine's Day, self-love improvement day, which I also clearly need to work on. Let's also wish Kalea a very happy birthday.
Aww, thank you.
On the 11th. So we were saying that it's not Super Bowl Sunday, it's Super Kalea Sunday. So
yeah, exactly.
Everyone, make sure you celebrate Kalea on that day. Send her some nice messages.
Thank you. Yeah. Looking forward to it. And yeah, wrap yourselves in self-love, because I'll be single once again this Valentine's Day. So
this podcast is longer than any relationship.
Honestly, yeah. Enjoy your day, whatever it will bring to you. All right. That'll do it for today's episode of Girls with Fun. We'll see you next time.
Bye.